Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I've got food on the mind from last week's challenge.
Well, that's because I said start with the phrase launch pads. Rearrange the letters to spell 2 5-letter words, each a thing you might serve in a bowl. What are they?
They are salad and punch.
Yes, they indeed are. Hopefully not at the same time.
Well, things get crazy.
You never know. All right, Ian, it is once again World Series time. As usual, we hope that the team our listeners are rooting for is in the World Series and that they have won more games so far than the team they are playing. It also means that it's time for our series category. And to refresh everyone's memory, I'll read a series of items with one missing, and you have to figure out what that missing item is. First up, the ram, the bull, blank, the crab, the lion.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. I give.
These are the symbols for the first 5 signs of the zodiac. Aries is the ram. Taurus is the bull.
Yeah.
The one that's missing is Gemini, the twins.
Ah.
And then we go on to Cancer, the crab, and Leo, the lion.
We would have been here for a while.
We could have gone all the way around the year. Short line. Chance. Park Place. Blank. Boardwalk.
These are like the last few spaces on Monopoly.
Correct.
Income tax.
Close.
No, I don't know. I can't remember.
It's called luxury tax.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I've probably landed on it.
It's the one with, I think the symbol on the board is the diamond ring, if I remember right.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's luxury tax is what it's called.
Oh, it was easy once you said it.
It usually is. That'll be $75,
please. Put me in jail.
Blue G. Red O, blank, blue G, green L, red E.
Is it a yellow O?
It is. Those are the letters and their colors in the logo for Google.
And I didn't even have to Google it.
That'll be $75, please.
Google the first two.
That's right. The Granite State, the Garden State, Land of Enchantment, blank.
Empire State?
Which is because the series is what?
New states.
Yes, specifically in alphabetical order, but yeah, it's the new states, right? The Granite State is New Hampshire, New Jersey is the Garden State, New Mexico, Land of Enchantment, and some state called New York is the Empire State. And finally.
Whew, thank God.
Fell into a chocolate river and got sucked into a pipe. Blank. Fell down a garbage chute. Shrank after being transported via television.
Was it? Oh, man, this is embarrassing. I've seen this movie so many times.
I know, right? That's why I liked it.
Is it from eating the gobstopper?
Close. What is the child who we are missing? She's known for doing something. It's her like...
Oh, it's the gum.
Yes.
Oh, the gum makes her inflate,
yes.
Right?
Violet Beauregard.
Yeah, Violet. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a long walk.
Yes. She chews a piece of gum. She inflates and turns purple like a blueberry.
Yeah.
Because he never quite can get the dessert right. So the blueberry pie inflates her.
Oh, right. She eats the gum and it's the courses of a meal.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was a 3-bagger for Ian this week. So insert baseball metaphor involving not quite hitting it out of the park here. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's very difficult show or some extra credit or this challenge. Mike?
Please come back next week. Start with the word outfielder. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 3-word phrase, 4 letters, 2 letters, 4 letters, that describes an accurate representation of something. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.